Hey there, awesome humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher. Are you ready to slay those tasks and conquer your day? Because today's episode is all about something seriously important. Self-compassion. You heard me right, folks. We're diving deep into that beautiful superpower we often forget we possess. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for not being perfect, not doing enough, or just plain messing things up? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and instantly think, ugh, I'm so clumsy. That, my friend, is a classic case of self-criticism rearing its ugly head. But guess what? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace some serious self-love. Because here's the deal. Being kind to ourselves, even when we mess up, is absolutely essential for success, happiness, and living a fulfilling life. So let's break down 5 killer takeaways that will help you turn those negative self-talk spirals into positive vibes and unstoppable momentum. First things first. Recognize your worth. You are a unique and valuable human being, just as you are. Forget about comparing yourself to others or chasing unrealistic standards. Your value isn't tied to your achievements or possessions, it's inherent within you. Remember that, okay? Write it on a sticky note, tattoo it on your heart, whatever works. Second, practice active self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's struggling. When you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. We all have that inner voice that whispers doubts and insecurities. But you can choose to challenge those thoughts with positive affirmations and realistic self-talk. I'm not good enough turns into I'm learning and growing every day. I always fail becomes this is an opportunity for me to try something new and improve. Fourth, take care of yourself. Self-compassion isn't just about mental well-being, it's also about physical and emotional health. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, like spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or pursuing hobbies you enjoy. Remember, a healthy mind needs a healthy body to thrive. And finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These little moments add up to big happiness. Think about that time you really messed something up. Maybe it was a presentation at work, a missed deadline, or even just spilling coffee all over yourself. We've all been there. How did you react? Did you beat yourself up relentlessly, replaying the moment in your head like a broken record? Or did you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mistake, and move on? I bet most of us have fallen into that first trap at some point. But here's the thing. Self-compassion allows us to learn from our mistakes without letting them define us. It gives us the space to grow, evolve, and ultimately become stronger and more resilient. So remember these key takeaways, recognize your worth, practice active self-compassion, challenge those negative thoughts, take care of yourself, and practice gratitude. These are the tools you need to build a life filled with happiness, success, and most importantly, kindness towards yourself. All right, brilliant people. It's time to put those self-compassion strategies into action. Start today by treating yourself like the amazing human being you truly are. Next time you catch yourself thinking negatively, pause for a second and remind yourself, I am worthy of love, compassion, and kindness. And remember, you've got this. Keep crushing it, one self-compassionate step at a time. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive into another awesome hack for conquering procrastination and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.